Screen 1. Soteria. Salvation in Greek. Past. The destruction of the books. The practice is quite ancient. From the mass destruction of books and the prohibition of private use in ancient China to the mass burning of books in Nazi Germany, it has always been a ground for reflection on the death of books in general. Now, this question has arisen from a different angle. Due to the advent and distribution of electronic text, will the need for a paper book disappear soon? Future. The fugitive is trying to escape from his pursuers in the forest. Their goal is a book in his hands. His goal is to preserve the last printed publication on Earth. Screen 2. Meshuga, different, strange, eccentric, in Hebrew. Past. In 1927, then still unknown Finnish architect Alvar Aalto designed the project of the city library in Viipuri, Vyborg. 7 years it took him to approve the project. The clergy and local residents were not ready for modern architecture that could supposedly harm the city. But the architect did not back down and eventually created an innovative design, now known to the whole world as the Vyborg Library of Alvar Aalto. The real sensation was the wavy acoustic ceiling of the lecture hall. The whole architectural world has learned that Aalto is wave in Finnish. Near future. School education is based solely on the use of gadgets in the educational process. One of the students violates the routine for which he receives a punishment. But can it be that behind disobedience lies a genius? Screen 3. Self. Selbst in German. The self, according to Carl Gustav Jung, is an archetype of integrity, a symbol of the fullness of human potential and the unity of the individual. Past. British mathematician Alan Matheson Turing, in 1950, asked himself the question, could machines think? For the answer to which he came up with a special test. The first computer program designed for this test was ELISA, a program that stimulated a dialogue with a psychotherapist, implementing the technique of active listening. Future. The heroine of the story, at a meditation session with the help of a special gadget, falls into a dream with free associations, in which her usual run through the night city suddenly finds a strange goal, to catch up with a completely unfamiliar person, as it seems to her.